If I had a green automobile, I'd go find my old companion in his house on the Western Ocean. Ha, 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 ha. I'd honk my horn at his manly gate. Inside, his wife and three children sprawl naked on the living room floor. He'd come running out to my car full of heroic beer and jump screaming at the wheel, for he is the greater driver. We'd go pilgrimage to the highest mount of our earlier Rocky Mountain visions, laughing in each other's arms, delight surpassing the highest Rockies. And after old agony, drunk with New Year's, bounding toward the snowy horizon, blasting the dashboard with original bop, hot rod on the mountain, we'd batter up the cloudy highway where angels of anxiety careen through the trees and scream out of the engine. We'd burn all night on the Jackpine Peak, seen from Denver in the summer dark, forest-like, unnatural radiance illuminating the mountaintop. Childhood, youth time, age and eternity would open like sweet trees in the nights of another spring and dumbfound us with love. For we can see together the beauty of souls hidden like diamonds in the clock of the world. Like Chinese magicians can confound the immortals with our intellectuality hidden in the mist. In the green auto which I have invented, imagined, and visioned on the roads of the world, more real than the engine on a track in the desert, and purer than Greyhound, swifter than physical jet plane. Denver, Denver, will return roaring across the city and county building lawn, which catches the pure emerald flame streaming in the wake of our auto. This time, we'll buy up the city. I cashed a great check in my skull bank to found the miraculous College of the Body up on the bus terminal roof. But first, we'll drive the stations of downtown, pool hall, flop house, jazz joint, jail, whorehouse, down Folsom to the darkest alleys of Larimer, paying respects to Denver's father lost on the railroad tracks, stupor of wine and silence hallowing the slum of his decades. Salute him and his saintly suitcase of dark muscatel, drink and smash the sweet bottles on diesels in allegiance. Then we'd go driving drunk on boulevards where armies march and still parade, staggering under the invisible banner of reality. Hurtling through the street in the auto of our fate, we'd share an archangelic cigarette and tell each other's fortunes. Fames of supernatural illumination, bleak, rainy gaps of time, great art learned in desolation, and we beat apart after six decades, and on an asphalt crossroad deal with each other in princely gentleness once more, recalling famous dead talks of other decades. The windshield's full of tears. Rain wets our naked breasts. We kneel together in the shade amid the traffic of night in paradise and now renew the solitary vow we made each other take in Texas once. I can't inscribe here. How many Saturday nights will be made drunken by this legend? How will young Denver come to mourn her forgotten sexual angel? How many boys will strike the black piano in imitation of the excess of a native saint? Or girls fall wanton under his specter in the high schools of melancholy night, while all the time, in eternity, in the wan light of this poem's radio, will sit behind forgotten shades, hearkening the lost jazz of all Saturdays. Neil will be real heroes now in a war between our cocks and time. Let's be the angels of the world's desire and take the world to bed with us before we die. Sleeping alone or with companion, girl or fairy, sheep or dream. I'll fail of lack love, you satiety. All men fall, our fathers fell before. But resurrecting that lost flesh is but a moment's work of mind, an ageless monument to love in the imagination, memorial built out of our own bodies consumed by the invisible poem. We'll shudder in Denver and endure, though blood and wrinkles blind our eyes. So, this green automobile, I give you in flight a present from my imagination. We will go riding over the Rockies. We'll go on riding all night long until dawn. Then back to your railroad, the SP, your house and your children and broken leg destiny. You'll ride down the plains in the morning. And back to my visions, my office and Eastern apartment. I'll return to New York.